Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I love you more than I love myself. With the heart that's bleeding slowly,
drank. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Ministry. Anybody following you understand that you clearly have no problem communicating. You were a messed up Mississippi girl that God used and blessed and applied His favor. When I think of ministry, I think of seminary. Did you actually go through seminary?
I did not. I was I went through the University of the Holy Spirit. No, I came from a very educated family. My mom's two masters and a doctorate. A master's was a minimum of education for us. And I'm in college. When I'm in college, I'm pursuing, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I'm 18, 19 years old. And so I'm getting my degree in business administration. And I got saved. I mean, radically saved. I'm not sure we'll talk about that. I've never heard the gospel, never been in a church. I heard the name Jesus, but it was synonymous to the tooth fairy, with no disrespect, or, you know, Santa Claus. It was like a name, but I didn't know that He was the Son of God, and that I actually was a spirit, and I could have this amazing relationship with God. So our course was kind of set. This is just what you do. You go to school. So when I got saved, I dropped out of college. And when I dropped out of college, of course, my family wouldn't have anything to do with me. They're all saved, but God, now their mom was my best friend. But it was, they thought I'd just become a Jesus freak and gone off the deep end and lost my mind, because this is how you do it. But God literally spoke to me, and for 2 years of my life, I did nothing. there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay, just going to make sure I didn't lose you. I did nothing but just say the word of God. And so that was, I later went back and pursued more formal education. But no, I literally just pursued God with the
Radio Live. It's Empowerment Sunday, and that's Dominic Carr, If You Ever Need a Friend. Dominic Carr is our artist feature tonight, along with our special guest up close and personal, Pastor Paula White. But first, before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up for that angel, CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone, and welcome, Pastor Paula. How are you doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for hanging. Folks, Pastor Paula White is a television evangelist. She is a general in the body of God today. She can be seen in 120 countries nationally here. You know, you can catch her out on TBN Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And on the Word Network, you can check her Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., then again at 12:30 noon, Thursdays at 9 p.m., Saturday at 10:30 a.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. Then she's also on Daystar. And internationally, she can be seen on KICC. That's Monday through Friday. Again, log on to www.paulawhite.org. It is a pleasure to have the phenomenal Paula White here with us today. CeeLo.
Yes.
Again, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Pastor, what age were you when you first got saved?
18 years old. I was at a friend's house. I'd gone out. We were partying that night, and I'd gone out, and he said, come over to my, it's actually his grandmother's house, and he, his uncle was over there, and I was just picking him up. And I was waiting a few minutes, and I sat down at the kitchen table with him, and his uncle looked me in my eyes, and he said, I've got the answers you're looking for, and the solutions your pain and problem. Of course, I looked at him like, what in the world are you talking about? I mean, I was an overachiever, typical overachiever. My stepfather was chief of medical service corps, two-star admiral. You know, my mom, like I said, very educated. I came from a pretty well-to-do family, extremely dysfunctional, messed up, but I straight-A student up until 12th grade. I kind of started messing everything up, but you know, world-class gymnast, as a typical overachiever, trying to prove something that I had value. So when he looked at me, I was like, what do you mean, pain and problems? And he read my mail. He opened what I call this book. It was the Bible. And he just started reading to me words of life. And he showed me that, he introduced me to the concept that I was more than just a mind and a body, that I was a spirit. You know, my background is my dad had committed suicide when I was five. Sexually and physically abused. Our lifestyle drastically changed. My great grandparents pioneered electricity, and so I was born into a pretty wealthy family. But when my dad died, our socioeconomic status just changed drastically. And we went from pretty wealthy to extreme poverty. So it was, you know, authentic for me to experience all the diversity of life. And long story short, you know, he introduces me to this whole concept of I'm more than just this body and this mind and academia and intelligence. I'm a spirit. And I don't share this part as much, just usually for time's sake, but what he literally not only took me through salvation, but also took me through deliverance. He operated, of course, at the time, I didn't know what it was, but it was a word of discernment and knowledge, and began to say, Paula, you have. And he would call things out to me. But then he would open the Bible and show me what God said. And,
right.
You know, give me a scripture that, and he said, it's all you have to do is pray this simple prayer. And it sounds so cheesy to us, but I mean, I'm a wordsmith and have not been able to pin the right words to it yet. And I walked outside, and for the first time in my life, the grass was green. I was blue. It was like I'd lived in black and white all my life, and it was suddenly in color. And I just felt, I knew love for the first time.
Wow.
And I really knew love.
Wow.
And my life changed.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Protect me through my day. And as I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I
need to take.
And when I lay my head to sleep at night, I pray for your shield and protection. Thank you for the best, so you fight for me.
Walking through the
M. Hyman Radio Live. That was Variety with Prayer. And we are in part one of the Up Close and Personal, with Pastor Paula White. And tonight we're also going to be featuring music from Dominique Carr. So I want you guys to stay tuned for that. We're going to see how he rocks out, you know, with the programming. But like we were talking about Pastor Paula White and how she got into her ministry. And if you were listening, you heard her when she was saying how she, you know, really got saved when she was about 18 years old, you know. And another thing she spoke of is how, you know, and I think what a lot of people are going through right now is how she went from, you know, being well-to-do to poverty. And
right.
That's a shell shock. A lot of people don't pay attention to how much finances
what people actually play gone through.
Yeah, you know, yeah. To maintain, you know, their household. You know, like when someone told me, you know, you can't get mad when somebody had Ford faith and then you got somebody who has Rolls Royce faith. You know, you can't get mad about that. But then when you go from, when you have Rolls Royce faith, but you get dropped down to having just Ford things, you know, it's like a, I think it's a shell shock.
A shift
and,
in perspective.
Yeah, it is, you know, and then I think you start to not think about, okay, caring about what car, what kind of car you're driving, what kind of house you're living in. You know, you go to more, okay, how am I going to get this food on the table? How am I going to get clothes on my kids' back? You know, kind of shift. And it's, so I think it's an awesome thing for people to hear that it doesn't just happen to you. You know, like you don't have to be going through anything in particular for your life to change. You know what I'm saying? Like some people feel like they're untouchable and that, you know, nothing can move
and
them.
And often people also feel like, you know, they have to have people on their side. We
right.
have to always be affirmed and have support. And sometimes, you know, feeling as if you're in exile when your family don't want anything to do with you because you don't believe the way they believe, you know, sometimes it might be a good thing. Maybe it's meant to be a growing process for you. I don't know. But she talked about, you know, her family, you know, being distanced and her feeling, you know, she didn't say like she was in exile, but really when you're stranded, you feel like you're on an island all by yourself. You know, she felt that way for 2 years, and really she sought God, you know, and that's how, you know, her faith really grew after being introduced. And again, she had never heard of the gospel prior to at all.
Right.
You know, so the lesson there is it's never too late. You know, if you're serious about, you know, taking it to the next level, hey, you can go to the next level.
Sometimes the thing is that what people have to understand, and what I know I learned, is that you can plan. You can plan all you want. And that's why I'm not a big big planning person. But you can plan whatever you want to plan. But it does not mean it's going to go that way. And just because it doesn't go the way that you planned it to go doesn't mean that the way it ended up being wasn't right. You see what I'm saying? Like, I moved to Charlotte thinking this new life, new environment, new everything. I'm thinking me and my daughter, here we are. This is what we, new start, new everything, right? Well, that was my plan. God's plan was, no, you don't need this child with you right now. You need to grow. You need to not be mean. You need to get this evil out of you. You need to change. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, even though my plan was new start for us, I couldn't do a new start for us because I had to get right first. I was too angry. I was too angry. I would have raised an angry child. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, even though it's bigger than me, we have to always realize that it's bigger than us. You know what I'm saying? That's the time when you have to be used. You have to be used in a good way.
No, that's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
awesome.
I think that's what Paul. That's what I heard Pastor Paula White some years ago, and I listened to her, and it was so amazing to me because she seemed like she was so down to earth and almost like the
very
girl next
so.
Door. You know what I'm saying? Like
she's
you could just go over there and just sit beside her and say, look, I just need a quiet friend right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, That's what I got from her. And it just seemed to just have a beautiful spirit. So I'm so honored that she, you know, even took the time to do the interview, you know, for us. So I think it's really beautiful.
And coming up, Pastor Paul is going to talk to us about, you know, really pastoring overall. You know, what's the focus? You know, what she's really focused on and what's most important to her as it relates to her members. Coming up, 917-889-3926. This is just an open forum tonight, you know. It's up close and personal with Paula White. But at the end of the day, we want to hear from you. Happy 10th anniversary, Pastor Paula. This is her 10th anniversary year in television ministry. There's a release service going on tonight in Lakeland, Florida. I know it is off the chain with praise and worship with Pastor Clint Brown. We love you, too. You are really representing for the kingdom. Log on again to paulawhite.org. Check her out, support her. She's a phenom for the kingdom. CeeLo.
Yes.
Got new music.
Yes, yes. Dominique Carr, like I said, we're going to be featuring him tonight. What are we going to go with? What, Always and Forever? Let me try that one first.
Always and Forever.
Yes.
Me and Mama Radio Live.
Give to me.
is TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Dominique Carr with Always and Forever. I like that. That was nice.
Yeah. Wow, he took it up like 15 octaves.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do it, but yeah.
That's what's good.
I'm gonna try. No, that was dope. We have some more music from him as well, don't we?
I think we played it, but I think it's scheduled to come around again in the second hour.
Yeah, I like the first one you played. That was nice.
Up close and personal with Pastor Paula White tonight. Hey, you can log on to www.paulawhite.org. Check her out. Check her and Bishop Chidi Jakes out in Orlando, Florida for a leadership conference. It's called What You Don't Know Can Hurt You, March 21st through April 2nd. Hey, log on. Again, paulawhite.org. Bishop T.D. Jakes, along with several other heavy hitters. For anyone who's helping in ministry, looking to grow in ministry, join ministry, they're talking about, you know, how to grow your television ministry, your internet ministry, any kind of ministry. If you have a book that you're trying to get published, they're helping people to grow, you know, or birth the book that's inside of them. So they're helping you with publishing. Again, log on, paulawhite.org, and you can check Pastor Paula White out, Paula White Today, on the Word Network, TBN, and internationally. So check your local listeners. 917-889-3926. We're taking phone calls. It's Sunday, Empowerment Sunday, March 27th, 2011. Let's get back to it. I know people are important to you.
Pastor, what is your main focus when it comes to pastoring your flock? What are you focused on mainly?
When it comes to pastoring, of course, I've fulfilled several different offices in the body. God's been very, very good to me. But when it comes to pastoring, it's really developing people to the full potential of who they are in Christ. It is making sure that when they walk outside of those doors, that they have, when I say faith, a word to live life by and to fight forth with. So it is making sure that they individually fulfill their purpose, and corporately and collectively, we do our assignment in the body of Christ, which is, I believe, we're a part of the bigger picture. And Terrence, you know, is sitting under me for any amount of time. Obviously, our vision words are restoration, evangelism, empowerment, transformation.
Yes.
I'm called to bring forth the word of God for life transformation, to bring spiritual truth to equip people. And I believe also that was the part we play to be the purpose of bringing true reformation in the earth.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk radio show.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy, never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very pride. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me, don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and a godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a faith. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven and it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away. Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see this light of heaven, it's so far away.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
Real talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, that was Boston.
Yeah.
Far away.
Yes, I love that song. I mean, I think he needs to get it, you know, mixed down a little bit more. But I really liked it, and I really do. I mean, I'm not only saying that because it's my brother, though. Like, seriously. I think it's awesome.
Like,
because
it,
you know what? Because
if it was whack, I would say CeeLo.
It was whack.
We played it once.
Right. Fair. Right. You know, no favor. But, yeah, no, you know why I really like, though? Because it talks about how even as a young person, the conflict that you go through, Absolutely. You know, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, and every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, you know what I'm saying, I have to think about, you know what I'm saying, are the things that I'm choosing to do really what God wants me to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody goes
really
through that struggle.
Important. I mean, that's simply, you know, the law of God, you know, in our life, you know, working along with the grace and the mercy. And many of us, you know, rely too much on the grace and the mercy, and we don't, you know, lean enough on the accountability, the law. And again, I just want to appreciate and thank Pastor Paula White for taking the time. We'll pick up with part two to that interview next Sunday. So check us out back here at 7 p.m. next Sunday, part two with Pastor Paula White. She talks about what inspires her, you know, really what she leans on, and who she leans on, you know, as a leader in the kingdom. And she'll talk about a transformation. The transformation conference was last weekend. It was phenomenal with Bishop Noel Jones, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and Vicky Winans, Darlene Bishop, and, of course, Paula White and Clint Brown. I drew a blank for a minute. It was phenomenal. You can actually log on.
I was trying to think of a name for you.
No, it was okay. It was like a lot. You can log on to paulawhite.org. You can order the actual conference series, the Transformation Conference series, if you missed it. Log on, and you can follow also the next release service. It's going to be every other Sunday. So there's a service tonight, so not next Sunday, but the following Sunday. Again, we're just trying to promote the phenomenal Pastor Paula White. Part two next Sunday.
Yes, and also next
Sheila.
Sunday. Yes, also next Sunday we're going to have on Miss Davida Goddard, and she's going to tell us about Healthy Thought. World.org, and she's going to tell us how to live a healthy life and tell us about the moves that she's making in Pennsylvania about heart health and health overall, you know. So that's I'm looking forward to that as well. Yes.
Just speaking of just health overall, I have known of two people to pass away in 3 weeks, and it's very sad when you speak of heart health. One person that I knew passed away from an attack of the heart, like some
right.
type of virus attacked his heart. I had never heard anything like that, although, you know, others had heard something like that.
Right.
Folks, all I'll say is, you know, when we got to go, we got to go. You know, you can't be afraid. And the only way to truly not be afraid and come to grips is to know that there's a higher power, you know, and lean on that higher power. That's the only way. Outside of that.
And the thing, you know, and I was going to say the thing that grabbed
me. Live a healthy
her.
Life. Live a healthy life. That was my point. Try to just live as healthy as possible, you know, knowing that, hey, sometimes you got to go.
All right. Well, and I was just going to piggyback off of what you were saying, not trying to cut you off, but the thing that got me with Davida was the fact that she had three, and I know she can correct me if I'm wrong, but she had three strokes, I think by the age of 31. She's 35 now, so she's still alive. She has children. But the thing that got me was that she did not have any symptoms. No high blood pressure, no hypertension, no leading factors that they tell you to look for, you know, when it comes to your heart and health. And the only thing that they could attribute it to was the fact that she was African American. So that's the thing that blew my mind, you know. And I had another friend last year who died three times before making it to the hospital. She had a heart attack, had no symptoms, no high blood pressure, no nothing. But she had children. You know, and it's just like no one can explain how she ended up in a coma for a week and still can't explain it.
Wow.
You know, she has a heart monitor and everything, but they wanted to go back to work. And I'm like, how do you do that? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, where are the priorities? You know, like, where are the corporate priorities here, you know? Because I don't think she should go back to work not knowing why, what caused her to, you know, to go into heart failure. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, it's really touchy because the people that are affected after the fact, the people that are going through it and the families that have to go through it with them, you know. And, yeah.
Mm. Folks, if you're looking for some encouragement, if you're feeling down and out, hey, log on to PaulaWhite.org. Follow her. There's also a link to her spiritual father, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Hey, both of them have a conference going down. It's What You Don't Know Can Hurt You. Hey, they're transforming lives, healing hearts, and winning souls. Is Paula White and Bishop T.D. Jakes. Hey, God, thank you. CeeLo, thank you.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life's hard to swallow, that's why I got my bottle. I fear my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down, at least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. Cause he gon' clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know there's a purpose, hope is our earthless. And I would not be nervous when street lights come on. And it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
Hey, God, thank you. PM 100 Radio Live. That's God, thank you. By
yeah.
Lawless. Yes, and he joined us with a Friday, came through, stopped by, and so he'll be sending us some new music. So look for the new music coming from Lawless out in VA all day, baby. Yeah. So look. Now let me ask you this. Now I'm going to get a little personal with you, sir, because I know that, you know, like the reason that Pastor Paula White came on, outside of her being, you know, empowering and spiritual leader, she's helping you in your path as well, correct?
Directly, personally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing. I can you can see the
no,
change.
No, it's pretty remarkable. I had never heard of Pastor Paula. I didn't know she had a television show. Believe it or not, I have never seen the television show.
Right.
I know it exists. I've heard people talk about it. People close to me love it, so that I know that she's on television. But I've sat in services. I'm a part of a leadership program right now that's called MPIP. Big up to all the MPIP graduates and, you know,
can you
folks
tell
who
me
make
what
it happen
you,
right now. It's called Master Pastor Internship Program.
Okay, thank you.
And I don't necessarily have a desire to pastor, but it's a leadership program. You know, helping you to understand, you know, just the leadership aspect of ministry.
Go ahead, become a pastor so I can find you a first lady. that first gospel, first lady pageant. Okay?
I don't need any help finding a first lady. Trust me.
Yes, I know.
917-889-3926. If you'd like to help me find a first lady, 917-889-3926.
You better not call that number.
It's Empowerment Sunday, March 27th, 2011. Hey, join us again next week for part two. Thank you very much, Pastor Paula White, for taking the time. We honor you. Phenomenal woman you.
Yes, I want to go to the so when I come down there, I need to go to the church. I want to see, because I mean, like, I've seen without walls. Yeah, and you know what? And you guys check out her the site withoutwalls.org. Yeah, withoutwalls.org, and it, you know, you can donate, you can volunteer, you know, and become part of the movement. You know,
part of the movement.
Yes. So, look, I want to go see. Have you heard anything else about this? The movie Jumping the Broom.
Jumping the Broom. It comes out Mother's Day.
May 6th.
I saw it, and it's awesome. T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, executive producer.
That man right there. I'm telling you, to watch him minister and to see, I mean, like honestly, you know, like some people don't like when I'll say, like, the older people, I guess, that I knew of anyway. It's like they judge more than judgment should be passed, and a lot of times I love to see when pastors are not afraid to speak the truth. Is where I'm getting where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, Bishop T.D. Jakes, he just speaks like he can see people's souls, you know, and he's not afraid to touch on subjects that I guess the more traditional churches don't like to speak about, you know, like about
right.
Adultery and abuse and abuse of power and abuse of, you know, just humanistic power. You know, it's just, I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. I want to meet both of them, so I know I am. So, don't want to throw a hole of water on me. I'm not going to burst into flames or nothing, I promise.
803, back in a moment.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Love, but you never had a love like this. contact with out on the road. But I got it on my system, girl, I did that when I was young. I need somebody that's gonna hold me down. Cross my heart, you'll be the only one.
So that's your internet and entertainment and national news for today, Sunday.
Entertainment National News.
I knew
with
that.
With CeeLo.
Only live. I can do it this way. I mean, really.
Live out of Charlotte. And
yes.
We love it.
Yes. You got it.
It is 8:15 in Baltimore, Maryland tonight. out in Tokyo, oh, it's 9:15 in the a.m. tomorrow already. Hey, we're praying for you, Tokyo. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, the people of Japan, you know, we are absolutely with you. You know, on our prayers, and hey, stay inside, stay covered up, stay away from all that damn radiation.
Yeah.
And all that.
And they retested the water over there because of the, you know, the spikes of radiation. Like when they were testing the radiation, it was like, I can't even put a cap on that. You know what I'm saying? Like the levels are like way, way too high. You know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause like there's a certain amount.
Way high.
Right, when it's a certain amount that's safe, that, you know, won't be damning or harming to you. But then when it gets to a certain point, you know, they're going to have to be just drinking bottled water, which that only comes from springs and stuff, too, you know. So they probably have to have that shipped from America. See, America, that's what we can do. We can manufacture more bottled water and send it to other countries.
That's real.
Yeah, you know,
that's real.
It's crazy. But, I mean, it's a part of life. That's how we became 7 continents, well, because of tsunamis, the earthquakes, and the earth shifting and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. Then it's the truth. It's the truth, sir.
Yeah, okay.
We can make a whole show out of that later on. We don't have to be today, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's the truth. It's science.
Only if we have scientists and, you know, books and scientists.
Whatever.
Hey. 917-889-3926.
Who cares? Did I drop out? No, this
one. We appreciate Pastor Paula White.
Yes, we
can feature Dominic Carr tonight. What was that? Always and Forever?
Always and Forever. And then the other song. We played it at the beginning, the top of the hour.
If ever you need a friend.
Yes. That was
nice.
That was really nice. I like that one.
You know what?
Play
Let's,
that again.
Get right to it. This is Dominic Carr, If You Ever Need a Friend. He's our new artist featured tonight. We'll be right back. TM Hime Radio Live. If You Ever Need a Friend.
Yeah.
His favorite, Dominic Carr.
If you ever need
If ever a friend you love for real.
Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Keep saying we should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamour, to me it's just fine. I'm perfect the way that we are. Ooh, nothing ordinary about the way I feel. Nothing extraordinary, this is real. Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy and wonder than our beautiful ordinary life. I love my beautiful ordinary life. Spend a day doing a lot of nothing, 'cause anything's alright long as I'm with you, baby. We don't need special plans, don't need no reservations, 'cause my favorite place is right here with you. Don't wanna live my life any other way, 'cause baby, it's a simple thing that can't be replaced. Unperfect the way that we are. Oh, oh, oh.
Nothing ordinary about the way I feel.
Nothing ordinary.
Nothing extraordinary. This is real.
Baby, it's so real.
Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy and wonderful. I'm beautiful, ordinary.
Oh,
life.
It's so beautiful, baby.
Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee, a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com But for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Empowerment Sunday, WHEC, Team Mama Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, hanging out with that angel coming to us live out of Charlotte.
CeeLo, Madam CeeLo, please, thank you very much. No.
Sunday, March 27th, again, Empowerment Sunday. Had Pastor Paula White with us tonight, but I want to talk about, just the word transformation, what it means, the process, the transformation conference that Pastor Paula White just hosted, that a slew of her friends, you know, came and ministered, and it was awesome. But what does it mean to be transformed, not yet conformed by the world, but transformed? And CeeLo, have you been transformed over the last few years, months, days?
Yes.
You say yes. What does that mean? What does it mean to be transformed?
It means to acknowledge the lies that you're told. It means to acknowledge the strength in you. It means to dispel all the curses that were put on you by word of mouth, you know, that are passed on in tradition, but the hypocrisy of tradition. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that one thing, like, for instance, like, I think you and I had a conversation last year, toward the end of last year. I was heavily medicated, but I kind of remember it because when I, last year I was really, really medicated. I realized that this year, how medicated I really was. But the thing is that I got to see, everything became so much more clear to me. My thought of what a man should be or what they were supposed to bring to the table, who they were and so forth, I realized that all of that was BS.
How so?
Because you remember when I said I kept asking for a man that was like my father. And most of my life I want a man that's like my father. But I was asking for a man that treated me like my father treated me, not how my father treated other women. You know what I'm saying? And so actually having conversations with my father made me realize I was getting the man that I wanted. I was getting my father, but I wasn't getting, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't getting that I didn't want a father, but I was getting how my father was with women before he got married. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was getting his type of man, the one who would eat before he would go take a woman on, you know, he wouldn't take a woman on a date. He'd eat before he'd go see her. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And then if it happened to me, I'd be like, what? What is this? I don't need that, you know? And I'd push it away. And then I'd be like, why am I attracting these people? Because that's what I was asking for. I was asking for the part of my father that I didn't even know existed. You know what I'm saying? Because I was looking at him as my father, not as a person. So by my mouth, I was asking for the person, not for everything that my father did for me. Or his the way he talked to me, or the way, you know, we could communicate. I was getting the person.
Right. Well, that's a good
once
revelation.
Once I realized that, right, you know, once I realized that, though, it changed my whole thought of men, period. I haven't dated or anything since, like, at all. And not saying, you know, you lose the thought or even the urge, but my whole, I mean, like, it's like if I would have known this 10 years ago, you know, you know, it probably would have changed some things. But, again, we go through what we need to go through to
process.
Come to our point. Right, it is a process. And but I'm glad I went through it.
No doubt. 27 minutes left in the show. Hey, it's 39 degrees in New York City. Hey, I'm in Tampa, Florida, where it's 77 degrees. And it's 56 degrees in Atlanta, and I see it's 39 degrees in Norfolk, PA. Hey, this is Vail out of Norfolk. Put me in the game.
Put me in the game, coach.
Hey, how cold is it in Charlotte?
Man, I don't even want to talk about it, okay? All I know is that my bones hurt. It's like 40-some degrees here. Like, seriously, it's really stupid.
Okay. Well, Norfolk still got you. 39 degrees, Norfolk, VA. This is Vail out of VA. Put me in the game. We'll be right back. Team, I'm Radio Live.
I'm in a war.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Put me in the game. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, you mind me, you who I'm choosing. Head and nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain of my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knocking jumpers down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, you send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She gets the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the killing my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best from my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. betraying, she shooting any and everything. When she in is no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like take me out.
I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game pose. 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 Put me in the game. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game pose. Put me in the game pose. Put me in the game pose. Put me in the game pose.
Bell, one of VA's own. Yeah. I'm looking to hear some new music from Bell. When is that coming?
Yeah, we need some new music.
Yes. Bell, send us some new music, please. Yes. I like that song.
And if you have new music, hit us up. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Suggestions, show ideas. If you want to come on, promote your product, service, or talent, hit us up, tmhymanradio@gmail.com.
I wanted to add something to what I was saying as well. Another thing I learned, though, was I was asking people, anyone that I came in contact really to accept me for who I am, right, and who and what I am. But then I also had to look at the fact, what am I? Well, let's see, I am a breathing living, breathing. I'm a spiritual being. I am strong-willed. Let's see, what else am I? I used to be really, really aggressive. I still am aggressive, but just kind of curtail that a little bit. I've gained patience, but I think I asked for too much patience because that turns into toleration. So I'm working on that. And I don't always think I'm,
toleration.
It's just dealing with people, knowing you just really don't want to be around them, just because they're just there. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I don't feel like being around anybody, but okay, you're here, so all right, fine. I'll deal with this. And then when I don't feel like dealing with anymore,
you applying toleration.
Yes. What? I'm trying to tell you. And it was funny because I realized that. I was like, I was really tolerating these people. But they fall on their own. You don't have to shake the tree. They'll fall. Once you acknowledge that people are in your lives for no reason at all, or they're, like, taking too much energy from you and you're not even realizing it because you think you're living life, you're just really tolerating other people's crap.
Well, see, the thing is this, though. You have to know that either this is what you should be doing or you should not be doing it. I mean, and that really comes down to a certain level of discernment. You know, sometimes, you know, you find yourself in a situation, you know, okay, yeah, woe is me. But you learn from your experience. You learn from your mistake, you know. I mean, but it comes down to decisions. And we got to be able to make good decisions.
I mean, we have to be accountable for our actions as well, because,
absolutely,
you know, like, when we, even if we end up in a, I guess, in a unfavorable position, even though someone may have done you wrong or what have you, what part did you play in that? When did you recognize that it wasn't right in the first place, but you ignored it just because you didn't want to be by yourself, or you ignored it because you wanted someone to like you or for whatever reason? You know, it's like, people don't know themselves when they're just tolerating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I knew myself. I knew myself enough, you know what I'm saying, to be able to speak and say what I did and did not like. But I could always say what I didn't want. You know, I couldn't say what I wanted because I didn't know what I wanted, because everything that was presented to me was BS to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I couldn't make a clear decision on what I wanted because I was always basing everything off what I didn't want, not what I wanted. I had to get clear with what it is that I wanted. And that's a process. That's a hell of a process. I've been going through it for 4 years.
Are you clear now, today, on what you want?
Yes, I'm clear on what I want. I am. I want to be at peace with myself, which I think that's a process but that's a part of forgiving.
Are you at peace with yourself?
Yes, I'm at peace with myself because I have forgiven every one person that has done anything to me remotely or otherwise.
Forgiven yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I forgave, but that's the thing. I had to forgive them first and then forgive myself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what aggravation, you hold on to so much aggravation by being frustrated with what someone did to you or because they didn't understand you or what have you. Don't worry about that. They'll get it in their own time. You know what I'm saying? Don't smile at someone else's misfortune because of, you know, their misfortune came from, you know, them not listening to you or what have you. Don't laugh at that. It just means that they still haven't gotten it yet, and they'll get it in their own time. You just have to be confident within yourself and know that you are all right. Like, being you is fine. There's nothing wrong with being you. And there's also nothing wrong with being in process at all. Because we all learn. We learn every day. And when you stop learning is when you're going to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, die internally, not even just, you know, leave the earth. But that's when you don't really have a reason to live. That's when people lose reasons to live because they stop learning.
Never stop learning. It's Empowerment Sunday, TM Hammer Radio Live. It's 844, 39 degrees in New York City, 55 degrees in Atlanta.
You better not tell
Gregory. If you only, TM Hammer Radio Live.
And I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your life was fine. I would have treated you right instead of acting like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be. I need some of that. Rain. We'll be right back.
Let it.
Hey, we got 2 minutes left in the show, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just say forgive. You have to forgive. Regardless of what anybody has ever done to you, you have to forgive every last one of those people. Everyone.
First.
And then forgive yourself. Yes, you have to forgive them first. Don't forgive yourself first. Forgive them first. Because that's what you're mad at. Forgive them first. And then forgive yourself. And I swear, the feeling that you get after that to truly forgive people, forgive the actions. You don't worry about the people. Forgive the actions. How about that? That's how you can forgive the people. Forgive them, not their actions. You see what I'm saying? Is that saying you are all right with what happened? All that's saying is you look at the humanistic value. It's the person that you're upset with and the action that they brought to you. You have to forgive that person, not the action, but them. And
forgive.
Then forgive yourself.
Get it.
Yeah.
Just
get
forgive.
It. Got it. Good.
Forgive. Yeah, we got it.
Absolutely.
That's right. And if you don't get it, then give me a call. I'll help you. 704-04-044.
Live from Charlotte, North
Ew.
Carolina.
CD. Temporarily.
We don't have too much longer in the show. I just want to say be a blessing, and before you even get to the place where you have to forgive somebody, self-check, self-analyze. Don't let the bait of Satan trap you into offenses. Don't become offended in the first place.
Hey.
All right,
said. Now. Good night, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM